I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, 15 minutes on the timer, and the subject is first girlfriends. Do you remember yours?
Yeah, well, it depends how far back you want to go. I mean, like, my very first girlfriend was, I was like 5 or 6. Her name was Gemma Gomez. And, yeah, I was in primary school. And, yeah, that was my first official girlfriend, though, obviously, being a six-year-old, none of the things that happen later in life with girlfriends.
That's friendship, then, but, basically, yeah, isn't it? That's just your friends with a girl and people are putting a label on it.
Yeah, do you know what, though? In about... when I was about 14, she sent me a Valentine's card, which it was much later, obviously, through the door, saying, would you be my boyfriend? And then rang me up. And I didn't want to. So she rang me up and said, would you be my boyfriend? And I just went, no. I must have broke her up. Yeah, but no, first girlfriends, I can't say I was a Lothario in my teen years. And, you know, my first proper girlfriend was a girl called Natalie. And we went to Cheshire and World of Adventures with my friends and her friends and was very excited about it. But I wasn't brave enough to do anything. I wasn't brave enough to hold her hand or kiss her or anything like that. It was, and she dumped me shortly after it. She made me a tape, actually, a cassette tape. No, just her talking into it, like saying how much
serial killer behaviour.
Yeah. I mean, at the time, I guess I was flattered. I'm not sure. What about yours?
So, like you, I had girlfriends at primary school that were just sort of, you know, friends basically that you'd hang out with. One of them, I did actually. We kind of experimented with trying to kiss, but we didn't really know what we were doing, so it didn't work out. But I remember, so first year of secondary school, I remember my best mate was going out with a girl, and she had a best friend who was single, and so it made sense that because we were best friends, we would get together. So we did. And what did you used to call kissing, like French kissing when you were at school? Snogging. Most people would use the word snogging. That would seem logical. For some reason, at our school, it was referred to as pulling.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you pull a bird, it means you just get a hold of it.
This was like actually referring to the act of kissing with tongues was called pulling. So I don't know why. Yeah. It was just a thing.
It's more specific than my understanding of the word.
But everyone would go, oh, have you pulled yet? Have you pulled yet? Like, meaning, had you kissed yet? So for some reason, there was, like, this huge pressure on the act of cementing your relationship with a French kiss. And I remember being in my friend's bedroom, and, I mean, he and his girlfriend had been pulling for weeks. They were experienced pullers by this point. I, on the other hand, was a first-time puller, and we were playing spin the bottle, And obviously the idea was that this would happen. So I kind of went into this knowing that I was finally going to pull. And the act happened, and it was horrific. It was horrible. I hated it. It was the motion that this girl, bless her, I won't say her name just in case, but she knew what she was doing. I didn't know what I was doing, but she knew what she was doing in the sense that she'd done it before, not in the sense that she knew what felt nice for another person, because at that age you don't communicate properly. So I remember her tongue just like making a motion, just going round and round and round in a loop.
Yeah, like a washing machine.
Yeah. And it was horrible. Like, I just wanted it to stop as soon as it started.
I know. And the thing is that I understand that. And that's no, because you don't know. You don't know until you know, and you don't know. You can't learn until you try. And the thing is, there is no manual on that. There is no that this is the way you should do it. And certainly there may be now, if you go on the internet, if you're younger now, you can search this
techniques,
out. And
YouTube videos and probably it, showing you what to do.
Yeah, I'm sure there are, but there's also, like, on every level of an intimate relationship, there's things you can find out online. And I'm sure as a, you know, I'm 38 and I've been around the block a little bit now. And I'm sure still there are things that I could teach the internet. No, but definitely the internet could teach me. It was tough when for people our age, because we had nothing but we had to go through the experience in order to become proficient in it. And the thing is, if you did kiss a girl and you were terrible at it, as we all were at the start, they went round. Yeah. It went round it went round everywhere. This guy can't, or this girl can't kiss, or this. So it was a very stressful time. And as I've said in the previous podcast we've done, I went to an all boys school, so the opportunity to form legitimate relationships with members of the other sex were severely limited, and it only started to happen towards the end of my school.
So how did you meet girls?
for large periods of your school life, you would pretend to meet them. So you'd make them up. You'd say, oh, I've got this girlfriend and this is her name. And for some reason, I've mentioned this previously on the Fighting Cock or No Holds Barred, but I made up a girl called Kathy who didn't exist. And but everybody else had girlfriends.
It probably were made up as well.
I thought they're 100%, but I didn't think were made up. So I thought I was the only one out. And naturally, all the lads that I knew felt the same way. But we also would also go to Highbury Field School. So there's an all boys school, and then about 200 yards down the road, there was the Highbury Field School, which was all girls. And we'd go to at lunchtime. We're going. It was called Chirpsing. When we were kids, Chirpsing. We're going to go and chirp some girls. Which means chatting them up, basically. But naturally, we didn't know what we were doing. We just spoke that like we did. Like in the same way that football hooligans or people involved in football violence often over-exaggerate the things they're getting up to at football matches because of police presence or whatever. We just overreact, over-exaggerate and overreact to any attention we got from girls. And the reality is that we would just go and sit on a bench and just look at look at the girls rather than actually talking to them. It wasn't until like youth club where they're mixed youth clubs where things would start to happen.
It's quite different being at a mixed school. I think there was, because I don't know, it felt like there was a lot of pressure to have a girlfriend. Not in all groups, but in the friendship group that I formed when I first joined school, like the ultimate aim was to have a girlfriend, like to pair off with one of the cool girls from your year. That was the aim. And I remember sort of, it felt sometimes like all of the eyes of your year at school were on you if you did have a girlfriend. They'd be like watching your relationship and how it would unfold. It was very surreal. I remember, this makes me sound like the star of some sort of American teen movie, but it's way more low-key than that. But I joined a band. As you know from a previous episode, I played the trombone. So I was in senior brass band.
when you said join a band, you're not talking about like a cool band with a front man.
Senior brass band. And yep, senior brass. So there was junior, there was intermediate and there was senior. I was in senior. Basically because I was the only one that played the trombone. So so I got automatically promoted by default. But what that meant was we had had school concerts, and the school concerts were such fun nights because whilst the different bands were on stage, everyone else in the bands were just having fun unsupervised with all of your mates, basically. It was great. It was a great, great laugh. And there was this one school concert night where I had two very attractive ladies fighting for me, fighting for my attention. It's never happened before. It's never happened since. But this night, the stars aligned.
Physically
not
fighting.
Not physically fighting, emotionally grappling, I would say.
And how did this go on? No, actually, explain
more. So one of them played the saxophone. In fact, they both played the saxophone. So they were probably sitting next to each other. But I got wind of the fact that so-and-so fancies you and, yeah, so-and-so's got a crush on you. And I was kind of like trying to, as you'd put it, chirps one of them. So one of the girls I quite liked as well. And so I'd liked her for a month or so and been leading up to this point. The other one was a complete surprise to me, and suddenly I had this decision to make because the other one was like seen as this really cool girl. I did the honourable thing and I went for the girl that I'd liked for a while. We'd become friends and it just seemed like a natural progression. And the other girl was in tears that night because I chose her rival.
Right, but I know you, Windy, and I would imagine you felt quite guilty about that and it affected you somewhat.
It did a little bit. I didn't like the fact that she was in tears. She was upset by it. But I did feel I felt quite cool. But this girl, I ended up seeing this girl for a couple of months and she wore braces at the time. And for some reason, my friends got it into their heads that when I kissed her, I was somehow at risk of physical harm because of her braces.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Like they expected that I'd be, I don't know, slicing up my tongue or something. Like, but, I mean, yeah. we were so inexperienced and innocent. We didn't quite understand how it all worked. So, like, of course you're not going to, like, lick her teeth. That would be very weird. But in the heads of 14-year-old boys, I was at risk of physical harm. So there's this huge pressure on the kind of first kiss. And I remember it was the end of one lunchtime and we're in the middle of the playing field and there were loads of our friends around us, our mutual friends around us. And people were kind of like, just like, go on, do it. You can do it. Go on, go on, go on. And it happened. The moment happened. And I remember I felt like a bit of a celebrity. So it's such a weird, such a surreal thing to look back on now as a 36-year-old man. But yeah, it was it was a moment.
I would say though, the older you get, it doesn't necessarily improve. Like I've had instances on nights out back many, many years ago where I've had horrendous physical contact with people. Well, literally, like. Just like, what was that? I actually feel assaulted. I feel like you've invaded my space. It started out like a good idea, but now you're invading my space. No, it's the understanding what goes on in your feelings as an adolescent, as you make connections with the opposite sex or the same sex, if you feel that way, are incredibly challenging and fun and exciting and you know, it's a completely natural process, but it's also you're at risk of complete humiliation at any point. And I guess in my early, very, very, very early, I wouldn't even call them relationships, but just when you call someone your girlfriend, you're constantly being watched. The minute you become an item with someone, you're being watched. What are they going to do? Are they going to hold hands? Are they going to talk to each other? And it got to a point where the pressure was so much as a 13, 14-year-old that I would just go the other way and not talk to them and not hold hands and not and want the relationship to break down as quickly as possible just so it could be over.
I completely feel that. I completely feel that. I mean, I went through periods where I didn't have a girlfriend, and what I would do with my friends, and I don't know if you did this, but we would make lists of the girls in our year, and we would like rank them on the traits that we thought were important in a girlfriend. I'd love to find some of the lists.
What could you imagine the traits would be?
Bum.
Yep.
Boobs. Yeah. Personality would probably have just been.
Personality would have been there.
It would have been all encompassing one word. It would have just been personality, and that's it. That's them. So bum, boobs, personality, legs, probably like how cool they were,
face.
How cool they were seen as.
Can you remember the name of the girl that was at the top of the list?
I can't remember. It would probably change, to be honest. Like, you'd go through periods, wouldn't you, of having crushes on different girls.
I don't know, mate. I went to an all boys school.
It must have been so different to you. But yeah, there were almost like different stratas. There were some girls who were just completely unattainable. They were just way too cool, way too above your station.
And they were probably going out with boys about 3 years
old. Yeah, older boys or the hard boys who could fight anyone else who would rival them for them. And then you'd have like a group below that you might fancy your chances with, that they probably see you as way below their level. It was so weird, like trying to work out where you came in the pecking order and what girls might be kind of attainable to you. And frankly, amongst all of that, like, you just have girls that were friends and then something would blossom.
That's the nicest way. And as you grow older, that's the way. That's how you find the person you're supposed to be with. That period of blossoming where you just can't get that person out of your head and you need to talk to them and you need to send them messages or whatever it is, which is what happened with my current girlfriend. Or fiance, actually, said we're going to get married. Is it just we met each other and it just clicked and blossomed and it was a beautiful, beautiful thing? And
15 minutes, you're up.